Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, does getting older have to hurt? Thanks to Brandon Alkire at TallahasseePT.com for today's script. One of the most common myths about aging is that as we get older, we're doomed to feel more pain. Rather than increasing with age, pain tends to peak in midlife and then decline, around age 40 for back pain and age 50 for neck pain. However, it is true that as we age, changes can be seen on x-rays, MRIs, and CT scans that often have words attached to them, like arthritis and degeneration. But research is finding that many of these changes themselves do not predict pain. MRI studies on people who are healthy and pain-free find that a third had a rotator cuff tear, and more than half had a disc abnormality in their low back or cartilage damage in their knee. Rather than causing pain, these changes are a normal part of the aging process. They are our wrinkles on the inside. Scientists have even found these changes in mummies, cave people, and dinosaurs.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/aging today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.